Namam Ishwaram Sachidanand Rupam Latsat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yasodabiyo Lukaladavamanam Paramrishtam Achantato Truchagopya Udanta Mahunetra Yugbam Rijantam Karambojajumena Satanka Neltram Moho Shat Sakampa Tirire Kankakanta Stita Grivam Namo Daram Bhakti Bhatam Ite Trikswalila Bir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajantam Akyapayantam Tadiyeshita Geshu Bhaktajitatvam Puna Prematas Tamshata Vritivande Varam Deva Moksham Na Mokshavadim Va Nachanya Pranayam Bhavishadapiha Itam Deva Pur Nata Gopala Balam Sada Me Manasya Virastam Kimanyai Idam te mukham bojam Achantanilair Vritam kuntalais digdar Rattayashagopya Muchumbitam bimba Rattadarame Manasya virastam malam Lakshalabai Namo Devadamudar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhu Tukal Jalabdi Madam Kripa Drishti Vrishtati Jinambatanu Grihanesha Mamagyam Edyakshi Drisha Uverat Bajau Padamuchai Vyadvat Chwayamuchitao Bhakti Bajau Gritocha Tata Prema Bhakti Swakame Prayacha Namokshe Graho Mesti Damodareha Namaste Stutamne Spuzadeptidamne Chwadiyodorayata Vishvashadamne Namo Radhikayai Twatiya Priyayai Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam Namam Ishwaram Sachit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam Yasoda Vyoluka Adavamanam Paramrishtam Achantato Truchakopya Do you run? Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parvacharya Austra Tena Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrind Kijai Namacharya Srila Kridas Thakur Kijai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopada Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturidam Gijai Jagadathasami Gijai Yamunamari Gijai Shrimati Lassi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are going to read the translation of this poem written by Srila Satyavrata Muni, and it's from the Padma Purana. To the Supreme Controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. And his mother, Yashoda, bound his belly with ropes. He shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, who is bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drown the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackest lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Mani, Griva, and Nalakuvara, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radha Rani and to your unlimited pastimes. Lord Damodar Ki Jai. So now we will continue reading about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interactions and pastimes in the holy Dham of Braj. Okay? So, Om gana timiranda sha gananjana shlakaya chakshuram meditam yena tasmai shigurave namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So let's go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hopefully the computer cooperates. Let's see. Let's pray. So far it's cooperating. Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All right. Let's just make this a little bit bigger so everyone can see. And sorry for the delay. There was a computer problem, a glitch in the matrix, the computer matrix. So, let us... Hold on, just got to do one other thing here. This is not cooperating with me. Anyway, somehow or other, I see. This is... Let me see something. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm just making this adjustment so I can see if anyone sends me an emergency chat message that they are dying, so I have to do something about it. Okay, so text 72. Let's continue reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Braj. Vadasa haticha hite keshi tirata haila rasastali Deki preme murchita hila. After seeing the holy place called Praskandana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dwadasa Diksha. From there he went to Keshi Tirthi. And when he saw the place where the rasa dance had taken place, he immediately lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. So let me explain. Dwadasa Diksha means 12 sons. And that's the place, it's a hill actually, Dwadasa Diksha Til, that Krishna stood on after he kicked the heads of the Kaliya Nag, the Kaliya serpent, and he needed to dry off, and he was shivering. So the sun actually shone forth with 12 times the normal brilliance and heat to dry Krishna off. And Keshi Tirtha is where Krishna killed the Keshi demon, the horse demon. And what he did is he stuck his hand in the Keshi demon's mouth and choked the demon to death. It was the horse demon. And then Lord Chaitanya went to the Rasa Stali, where the Rasa dance had taken place, and Lord Chaitanya exhibited Vyabhachari Bhavas. That means uncontrolled, intermittent ecstasies that nobody could predict. Chaitanapana punagada gadiyaya hasi kandina chepade uchai sware goya. When the Lord regained his senses, he began to roll on the ground. He would sometimes laugh, cry, dance, and fall down. He would also chant very loudly. These are all symptoms of uncontrolled ecstasy. E range sedina tatagunaila sanjakale akrureasi viksha nirvahila. Being thus transcendentally amused, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that day happily at Keshi Tirtha. In the evening he returned to Akrura Tirtha, where he took his meal. All right, we went a little too far.
prate vrnavane koila chiragate snana tendule talate asi karila vishrama. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vrindavan and took his bath at Chiragata. He then went to Tentuli Tala, where he took rest. Krishna Lila Kalera Se Riksha Puratana Taratale Pindi Bandha Parama Chikana. The tamarind tree named Tentuli Tala was very old, having been there since the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Beneath the tree was a very shiny platform. Nikate Yamuna Vahi Shitala Samira Vrindavana Shobadeke Yamunara Nira. Since the river Yamuna flowed near Tentuli Tala, a very cool breeze blew there. While there, the Lord saw the beauty of Vrindavan and the water of the river Yamuna. Tentula Talevasi Karinama Sankirtana Majhana Kariyasi Kariya Krure Vojana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, he would return to Akrura Tirtha to take lunch. Akrura Loka Isi Prabore Dekite Loka Bide Swachande Nare Kirtana Karite. All the people who lived near Akrura Tirtha came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and due to the large crowds, the Lord could not peacefully chant the holy name. Wow. Vrindavanayasi Prabhu Vasya Ikanta Namasankirtana Kare Majana Paryanta. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place where he would chant the holy name until noon. Tritiya Prahari Loka Payadarashana Sabari Upadeshi Deshakare Namasankirtan. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name. Hena Kale Aila Vaishnava Krishnadasa Nama Rajaputa Jati Grahasta Yamuna Pare Grama. During this time, a Vaishnava named Krishnadas came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of the Yamuna. Keshi Snana Kari Se Kaliyadahayate Amlitalaya Goshani Re Deke Achambite. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishnadas went toward Kaliyadaha. That means where the Kaliya serpent was actually chastised. Keshi Tirtha is where the Keshi demon was killed, the horse demon. And suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting at Amlitala. That's Tentuli Tala. Prabhura Rupa Prema Deki Haila Chamatkara Prema Veshe Prabhure Karena Namaskara. Upon seeing the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love, Krishnadas was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Prabhu kahe ke tumi kahan tumara gara Krishna dasa kahe mui grahasta pamara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, "Who are you? Where is your home?" Krishnadas replied, "I am a most fallen householder. Rajaputa jati muni o pare mura gara Mora icha hayahana Vaishnava kinkara. I belong to the Rajaputa caste, and my home is just on the other side of the river Yamuna. But I wish to be the servant of a Vaishnav. So Rajaputa caste, they are great warriors, and they can defeat anyone. I once had an argument with someone who was a Rajput, and he told me, I guess I can mention this, he told me if you weren't a sannyasi, you would be dead by now. So thank God I took sannyas. True story. It happened in Toronto, Canada. So, because there was, we were just dealing about some management thing. I didn't insult him. I was just had a different opinion than him. And so, wow, that was scary. Kintu Aji Hekamuni Swapna Dekinu Se Swapna Parateka Toma Asi Painu. Today I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you. Prabhu Tanri Kripa Koila Alingana Kari Prema Matahaila Se Nache Bali Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishnadas his causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance and chant the holy name of Hari. Prabhu Sange Madhyane Krulatirthe Laila Prabhura Avashishta Patra Prasada Paila. Krishnadas returned to Akrura Tirtha with the Lord, and remnants of the Lord's food were given to him. Prate Prabhu Sange Aila Jalapatra Lana Prabhu Sange Rahi Griha Sri Putra Chadiya. The next morning, Krishnadas went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnadas thus left his wife, home, and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavane puna Krishna prakata haila yahantahan loka sabakahite lagila. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, Krishna has again manifested at Vrindavana. Ekadina krurete loka prata kale Vrindavana haite aise kari kolahale. One morning many people came to Akrura Tirtha. As they came from Vrindavana, they made a tumultuous sound. Prabhu teki karila lokacharana vandana prabhu kai kanaite karila agamana. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. The Lord then asked them, where are you all coming from? Now this is a very, very interesting story. Lokakai Krishna Prakata Kalila Dahira Jale Kaliashire Nurchikari Ponoradna Jwale. The people replied, Krishna has again manifested himself on the waters of the Kaliya Lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on those hoods are blazing. Sakshatikila Loka Nahika Samshaya Shunihasi Kai Prabhu Savasacha. Everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about it. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. He then said, everything is correct. In other words, they weren't seeing Lord Krishna in that way, but they were seeing Lord Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hey, Mata Tina Ratri Lokera Gamana Sabayasi Kai Krishna Pailundarachana. For three successive nights, people went to Kaliya Daha to see Krishna. And everyone returned saying, now we have seen Krishna himself. Prabhu Age Kahi Loka Shri Krishna Dekila Sarasati Evakye Sacha Kaila. Actually, I'm going to have to end at 5:30 because someone is coming to see me at 5:30. So just one or two more verses. Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth. And maybe we should continue tomorrow with this particular pastime. Because actually, I do have this appointment. I'm sorry that we kept things short and had problems tonight with the computer. So we're going to end right now. I am sorry about this. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. See everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. Hopefully, if I can end, if this computer works, okay. And I will try to work.